All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Conversations with Carlisle, Coach. End of the season not in the way you wanted it. Mm-hmm. You guys beat Pike the first sectional game, and then ended up losing to Brownsburg. Before we even talk about the actual game itself, when the stats were posted, I wonder if you saw this. You guys shot 11% from the field, from the 3-point line, and then 38% from the field. Why do you feel like that happened that game?
Just didn't make shots, man. And really, especially in the Brownsburg game, we couldn't make a free throw. I think we missed 11. You lose the game in double overtime by 3. You can go back and forth, especially in hindsight. It would have been 2020. You can see all the stuff that happened. But during the game, we was just trying to pull it out. We still had, I would say, 3 chances in each end of each game, each quarter, mm-hmm. to win the game. Mm-hmm. We just didn't win it. So basketball guys didn't shine our way. Brownsburg ended up having to kind of a Cinderella story that's already cut short, where they beat probably the top seed in the sectional, then in the sectional championship, they get us. So got to take your hat off to them and their coaching staff for having a good plan. The zone hurt us. We haven't been a great zone team all year, but we have been able to make shots when people zoned, and we just didn't make shots this game. So,
yeah, absolutely. And it just, at the end of the day, you know, some shots fall, some don't, like you said. But there was a specific play where I think Justin had it in his hands on the corner. Remember mm-hmm. that one versus Brownsburg? What were you kind of thinking in that moment when he took that shot?
I just wanted it to fall. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he was open. He was – the play wasn't necessarily for him to take the shot, but we're confident with him. He's only about 6'5". And in this day and age, that type of player is a guard. You know, he plays the 4 for us and sometimes the 3, but for the most part, he's a post player, but he's got to be able to make that shot the next level. So I allowed him to take them. Now, we just didn't hit a whole bunch of them this year, and it just didn't go our way, but I think it's a good shot for him.
Absolutely. One guy that, you know, got to come back, got to, you know, play those last 2 games was Mark. When he was on the court, it definitely did feel different as a team, mm-hmm. Having that pure point guard out there. How do you feel like he changed it, especially in the Pike game?
Defensively, but I think he had minutes restrictions, so he can only play 3 minutes at a time, and then we had to rest him. I didn't think that he was able to get a rhythm. Especially as a basketball player myself, I understand how that goes, that those 3 minutes go pretty quick. And then you have to come out the game no matter what. So it was hard for him, especially without playing for the entire season, to come back and play games and have minutes restrictions. I mean, it was for his best good for him. And we didn't want to put him in positions where we would knock him back from – you know, all the recovery that he's made, especially with him being able to play. But it kind of hurt us at times because it hurt my rotation, because I felt like if he was available, I had to play him in the minutes that he had. Offensively, he just wasn't in rhythm, but defensively, he was great. His leadership and the ability even on offense to create for other people helped us tremendously in those games. So, I'm glad to have been able to coach him the last few times of his senior year, and to get him to be able to finish out the season in the year of his senior year with playing basketball games. So thankful for Mark Zachary coming back and playing. Thankful to the team and the group. But we're back to the drawing board. We get ready for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about talking about next year for you. I know you don't like to look that far ahead, you know, mm-hmm. but you know, you got guys on your team that you can kind of mold and shape how you want. I think Sherm is like the prototypical like point guard. If you can turn him into like a pure point guard, he's a point guard that every team wants. Big, really good defensively, can shoot the 3. And then you have Deshaun Ladd, but you are losing arguably in my opinion, this year he was your best player in Tavion.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're losing Justin Parks and Jameer. Those two are going to Kokomo, in the IU Kokomo, right?
Well, Jameer committed.
Jameer committed.
Justin has not.
Okay.
I'm not sure where he's going to go yet. Okay. We've had conversations about it, but I'll let him go through his process and figure out what he wants to do.
Well, when you lose like such a – you only lost a couple seniors last year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was like KJ and two other guys, I think. Two or three other guys.
I think they had five.
Five?
I think it was KJ, Dahani.
Yeah.
Mark White as three.
Yeah.
Mo, four. And Justin Harrington, five.
So when you lose so many seniors every year, I've always wanted to ask the coach this, especially in high school. How do you regroup? You know, you lose – a lot of your top end talent, but you kind of just trust your guys going into next year to progress and move into those spots.
Well, for me, I try to give those guys opportunities throughout the season to gain some experience, knowing that it may not pay out this year, but for the next year, those guys wouldn't just come in kind of where we were this year, with a lot of our seniors really didn't play a lot. Most of our juniors, especially our core group, played mostly varsity. It played a lot of varsity this year. So moving forward for next year, I think that they're confident. And, you know, I think that they'll be ready to go. We have a full spring and a full summer and next fall to get these guys ready and prepared for new roles next year. Some of these guys, if they're here, they'll be in the same role that they was in this year, so it won't be much of a difference. But other guys will have to step up.
You know, you look at this team and you kind of wonder what is going. I think most people, if they're really paying attention to the games, is like, who's going to be next point guard? Do you kind of have an idea of who's going to be next point guard for next year? Have you already kind of thought about that? Or you're not really thinking about that right now?
I mean, we had a whole year of practice. So even if these guys didn't get a whole bunch of opportunity on the varsity level, a lot of those guys, our JV team went undefeated. And the freshman team, they didn't lose many. So we have good kids coming up through the pipelines that understands the expectations. I think that's where this year, especially with me not coaching last year, it changes with each individual. But now that the foundation is set and the expectation is set, I think that the guys that we have coming back and coming in will be good for what it is that we have to do next year.
Absolutely. We're going to go back to the Brownsburg game where I think it was kind of won. I think, you know, what play I'm talking about. The senior, Kyle Netterup, comes in the game and immediately comes in and hits a three. What was your reaction to that play when it happened?
Well, for me, in the huddle, we said no threes.
Yeah.
And there's principles attached to how we play defense. So we don't help from the strong side corner. And how we teach defense, you don't turn your back. You open up to where you can see both. And if you need the help, you can still see your man while you help. Neither one of those things happened in that play. So, you know, as a coach, you go back and say, hey, what could I have done better to better prepare my group to do the thing that I know that we needed to do in that moment? And it's just continue to work. That's it. You know, I know it was said. I know that we've practiced it. It was just a tough play. Where the guys were trying to make a play. But knowing and understanding the game, you don't ever give up a three. You make them drive. You don't help from that space. You stay attached to your man, and you give up the two on the drive. So that's a learning point for me. That's a learning point for the guys that was involved in the play. And hopefully next time we put ourselves in that situation, we won't make that play.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say it was great to be able to call games, to talk to you, to talk to all the coaches. I thought it was an amazing experience that you guys have given me this year. I know all the guys in there that are on air right now. talking about March Madness, probably arguing about brackets right now. Also enjoyed the whole experience. Jason had a good night and a bad night at the same time. He's a Brownsburg Bulldog, but he came up after the game and was like, yeah, it's kind of bittersweet. I wanted to thank you so much. I also wanted to thank Coach Mann, who I also interviewed, but I've had some of my favorite interviews with you this year, so I wanted to thank you so much.
Man, I appreciate it, and once again, man, make sure you follow these guys. He's going to Indiana State, and I'm sure he's going to do a great job there and be able to call some games, hopefully, continue to work on this craft, and it's been a pleasure. It's been my pleasure.
It's been my pleasure, too. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks.
Yep.